Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm going to be your host not only today, but for the entire month of October. I know that I'm usually joined by my co-host, George Emmador III, who we call G3. He's not here this month, so we're going to go back to our roots, and we're going to do it the old school way, where it was me, myself, and I. And I'm really excited about what we're going to be talking about today. And if you joined me last week, that was the first week without G here, you know that we talked about the cycles of the market. Because the questions I'm getting, the calls that are coming in from those who really aren't our clients, they're just people that finally said, we've had some bumps in the market and I'm getting concerned. What in the world is going on with the market? Well, first of all, let me just assure you of this. If you go back, you can see that on average, September was always a bumpy month in the market. In fact, it usually closed 1% down. So what happened last month is really not what I would consider a correction. I'd not even consider it a reaction. I just call it a fact of life. It's the way things go there. But I want to talk about the market because it does go through cycles. And if you can understand the cycles of the market, then hopefully you're going to sleep good at night and be able to say, okay, I understand what's going on. I'm not going to get all uptight about it. And so one of the things I want to talk about is we are overdue for a correction. Because when we're starting to see reactions in the market and you hear the market going down for a couple of days, they are literally just that. Just reactions to something that they heard in the news, whether it was a tax proposal or something they're going to pass or COVID report, and that impacts the market. I think pretty much we're all getting used to that. But let's talk about the cycles of the market. You can, of course, listen to last week's program, but let me quick review it, and then we'll go into some new information today, but it never hurts repeating that the market goes through the peak, and then it goes through a contraction, and then it goes through the trough, and it goes through the expansion. Simple? I know, this probably is clear as mud, and since this is crystal clear finances, let me explain a little bit more on it. See, when we talk about the market having a peak, I want you to think about a time in your life like everything is good. Nothing can go wrong. That's the time, if I believed in playing the lottery, I would be playing the lottery because it's a good time in life and really the stress is pretty low. I know for businesses in times where there's a peak in the market and peak in their cycle, well, they're overspending, they're giving bonuses, they're buying everything that they want to, and maybe that's fun for a while, but just like everything in life, it doesn't always last. And that's not a pessimistic way of looking at life. It's not fearing that the other shoe will drop. Really what it is being realistic to know, okay, trees don't grow to the sky, and we have to have corrections. So one of the ways to start seeing if there is a correction is the next part in the cycle. So if the peak is at 12 o'clock on a clock, right, then a contraction would be at 3 o'clock. So we start going through contractions where all of a sudden people are like, this is uncomfortable. I don't like that I'm not waking up in the morning and every day they're telling me my portfolio grew by 10% overnight. What we find out is in the contraction period, that's where things start, well, at work, they pull back on the bonuses. Then we don't get the raise that they were promising they said they'd give us. And things start getting a little bit more expensive and the dollar that we have doesn't last quite as long as it used to. Things are starting to contract and get uncomfortable. It's during those times where people start picking their heads up and saying, wait a minute, maybe I need to be looking at what's going on around me and see if there's anything new that I need to be doing in my finances and in my portfolio. Now, after the contraction comes the 6 o'clock time, which they call the trough. That's when you want to stay in bed and pull the blankets over your head and you don't want to get up for the day because it seems like just like before at the peak, everything was going good. The trough, You guessed it. It's the exact opposite. It's where finances continue. You open up your statement and it's down again. And the next month you open it up and it's down again. And it's not necessarily because you're in bad companies or that you're investing in necessarily the wrong things. It's just the environment and the economy and the concerns of the world have pushed down the market. And it's in this trough type of period. Sometimes the words you hear on TV are recession. Those are the trough periods that they're talking about. When you're going through a session like that, that's when most people, they want to sell because they don't like the discomfort that the market's giving them. So they want out. Everything that they put in place, they throw out the window. And that's why studies actually show that the stock market makes more than investors. Think about that for a minute. What does that mean, the stock market makes more than investors? It means investors are emotionally driven. And while the stock market just holds its course and is the stock market, investors have their emotions related to it, and so they will get out when they feel uncomfortable. You know, isn't that just like life? When we get uncomfortable in situations in life, conversations that we have with loved ones, or anything in life, when it gets uncomfortable, we're out of here. Well, see, it hurts us not only in our relationships, but it also hurts us in our finances. When we start focusing on the discomfort of it and we get out, when we really should be holding the course. And that's why that time leading up to the trough, like probably pretty soon, is such a critical time, because that's when you want to evaluate. After you go through the peak, then you go through the contraction, which is at 3 o'clock, and at 6 o'clock, you hit that trough. Eventually, and we never know how long it will be, but eventually, you come to where it begins to expand again, where you begin to say, hey, things aren't as bad as they were yesterday. I saw a penny growth in my statement this month. But you begin to slowly see the turnaround. You know what's so key about that? Looking for those turnaround times, understanding when you're in a trough, and looking for the expansion is those early adapters. When you can look and see, huh, things are starting to change in this season, and having the wisdom to identify that there's something shifting allows you to position yourself so you can take the ride up. Just like, and this is where I would just put your thinking cap on right now, just like at the peak, when everything's been good, and hopefully you've made a lot of money this year, now would be the time, and again, I can't give advice over the radio, but I would encourage you to ponder this thought. If it's not time to start saying, huh, should I be locking in some of the growth that I've made over the past 19 months? Should I start looking at this and putting it in someplace safe so that when we go through the contraction and we go through the trough, it's not all up for grabs to slide all the way back down? These are things that you need to be talking to with your financial planner. That's why when you start seeing bumps in the market, the call to the financial planner isn't get me out. The call to the financial planner is, can I come in? Because I want to hear what's going on. A financial planner worth their salt is going to take the time to sit down with you and say, hey, this is what's going on. Here's what we're seeing economically. What you're seeing in the market right now is just a reaction. Or maybe they'll be telling you it's a correction. I remember after the March event, when everything was announced about COVID, I remember writing the newsletters explaining that it was a black swan event. I remember talking to them as we were coming out and saying to my clients, listen, we need to be looking at small cap and mid cap funds and beginning to outline what specific stocks and funds that they should be in, and then making the moves to make sure it happened. These are the things that we need to be talking about with our financial planners. And I would encourage you, if you don't have a financial planner, to give us a call at 518-433-7181 and say, all right, Crystal, I've been listening to you for 24 years, or if you haven't, put in the number of years you've been listening, and just say, I'd like to sit down with you or sit down with G and really have someone look at my financial picture, because I think it's so important that we begin to understand. You know, when I look at the market and I think of the stress that's caused for a lot of individuals, I think if there was investments, real estate, safe money, cash value money, money outside the market, then when we have bumps and blips, reactions, corrections, recessions, all those things, it's easier to walk through when we have a plan. Think about it. If you're going someplace new that's uncomfortable to you and you're not quite sure what you're going to face, doesn't it help having a GPS with you that you know you can say, okay, where am I now? Where is it I want to go? And you know the roads that you need to take in order to get there? Well, that's why sitting down with the financial planner and looking at this helps you say, okay, I know that there's some bumps coming along, but I've put other resources in place. Many times we think that we're diversified when all we've done is put money in different parts of the stock market. One of the things that we can do to help us as we go through times in the market that are uncomfortable is to begin saying, well, do I need to have a piece in real estate? And trust me, not everybody needs to be in real estate. You gotta have a special type of stomach for that one. You gotta be able to knock on the door and say, hey, rent is due. And then what do you do when they say, people don't have to pay rent right now? So you've gotta have a special type of stomach for that. But there are other ways that you can put money outside the market, so when the stock market's down, you're not at complete risk. And I think that's what happens, is we become dependent. We're in a crisis mode when we see the market even do a small up and down, which is actually very normal. Do you know that we need the market to be uncomfortable? We need the market to go through its corrections so that we can have the growth that we want in the end. And by having that correction, things that kind of found their way into the market, things that became overvalued in the market, can get taken back out of the market so that we can focus on what's really important. Now, I want to talk about what are some ideas that we can do when we're looking at the market, when we're seeing everything that's going on and we're saying, ooh, this is getting uncomfortable. What are things you can do to make this a smoother ride? And we're going to be back in just 30 seconds and we'll have more Crystal Clear Finances. The world is changing, and what worked before with finances may not work now. This is Crystal Langdon with today's Financial Gem. With economic, political, and global changes happening daily, it's easy to make reactional decisions or choose to ignore finances altogether. Neither one is a good idea. Working with a faith-based financial planner who understands finances and the shifting dynamics of our economy can provide you the direction and confidence needed to navigate the daily financial changes. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and gain confidence for every financial decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and it is such a pleasure to be here with you. I know over 24 years ago when we started Crystal Clear Finances, my whole goal was to make sure that each and every one of you that's listening to me or viewing right here on our YouTube channel would be able to have confidence to make the right financial decisions in your life. And I believe that the way you have confidence is that you have clarity, you have understanding, you learn how money works so that you can make the decisions that are best for you. And when you can understand and you have that clarity and you have the confidence, it just seems like there's so many more options that are available to you. I want to encourage you, if you've not sat down with us, give us a call at 518-433-7181 and let's put a plan together. And I've brought that up twice today, and that's been on purpose because as we finish this year out, we've had 19 months, and by the time, who knows when you're viewing this, but we've had kind of a straight up climb that we've been experiencing. And I'm telling you, trees don't grow to the sky. And we need to have some reactions and some corrections and some downtime so that we can get some really good deals in the stock market. And when that comes, I want you to be at complete peace to say, yep, Crystal said this was coming. Yep, she told me this is the way we need to position. And one of the very first things to do, and I'm going to give you a couple ideas right now, is to create a plan. Now, I know you've probably heard that 1,000 times and probably from every financial planner saying, create a plan. But understand, we're not talking about a plan that's like 2 inches thick of gibbledygook and all this numbers that means nothing to you. What we're talking about is sitting down and saying, hey, what are the goals and the dreams, the wishes that you have for life? Because you only get one life. And so let's make a plan, because whether you realize it or not, life is going to pass you by. I look at the fact that I have 3 kids and they're all 30 years and older. Yes, I know. Do the math. That shows how old I am. But the point of the matter is, I remember the day when they were little, but life kept going. So I'm going to ask you to ponder just for a moment. If you were to create a plan in life, if you could do anything, what would that plan be? What is it that you want to accomplish in your life? I know that next week, one of the things that we're going to be doing, we're going to plug our computer into the YouTube channel so that you guys can see all my screens through the magic wonder of Redemptive Video, what they're doing. And you're going to be able to see the amount of money that's going to pass through your hands during the course of your life. And I want to show you what's coming to try to eat it and divert it up so that you don't have that money when you get to 65. You know, in preparation for next week's program, I was going over some numbers and I was talking to a friend and he said, you know, I'm 25 years old, $30,000. I've got $1,000 in this, $30,000 is what I make. I've got $1,000 in the savings. And we ran a projection and it showed if he just never got a raise, always stayed at that job, no cost of living increase, he literally would have over $2 million that would have went through his hands over his lifetime. But see, here's what the problem is in life. Because we don't have a plan, we have the potential, we're lined up to be millionaires, but somehow when we get to 65, we spend our lifetime transferring that money away so someone else became the millionaire and we just have a little bit to get by on in our retirement. And that, well, that just doesn't sit right with me. So we're going to talk about that next week, but that's part of what we're talking about today, which is having a plan, which addresses right where you're at, because it really is not about how much money you make. It's how you're able to deal with those resources and how you're able to position them correctly so that they can be used for you. So one of the things that we talk about is setting up that plan and setting short-term and long-term goals. The other thing is, know that your money is like a bar of soap. Now I want you to think about that. What do you mean, know that my money is like a bar of soap? Well, Gene Fama Jr., a famous economist, said, your money is like a bar of soap. The more you handle it, the less you'll have. You know, I think about the fact that people will jump in and out of the market. They're constantly touching it, putting it back, and trying to time the market. If we could time the market, all the financial planners would be on a beach somewhere. The market can't be timed. Even think about all the different computer softwares that we have. We want to make sure that we have an approach which is a long-term approach. In fact, I have a report that was released by Crestman Research, and it was just this year, and it said, if you look at 20-year rolling periods, so that means from day one till 20 years later, okay, that's one rolling period. So if you look at those from the time you put your money in till 20 years later, and you allowed the dividends to reinvest, that every year, think of this, from 1919 all the way up to 2020 would have netted a positive return. You might say, well, that can't be possible, Crystal, because how many years has the market been negative? But if we begin to look at things long term and look at them in 20-year increments, the results were positive. Now, some of the results for 1948 and 1949, okay, it was a little less than 5%. But there were also 40 of those rolling period of times where it was over a 10% return. So what does that mean to you? Simply stated, we need to create plans that, yes, reach your short-term goals. We need to sit down where we can look at what you're doing today, and if you continue to do it, what the results would be. But we also want to begin to set long-term goals. So we have those 20-year rolling periods where you can look at it and say, okay, this is exactly what I needed to do. I'm right on track. The next point, so first, right, when we're talking about what in the world is going on with the market, we spent a lot of time last week talking about the cycles of the market. We refreshed briefly today about it. And then we talked about the fact that we need to create a plan. You've heard G and I talk about this many times, where when a client comes in, first thing that we're doing is asking questions. Where are you now? Where do you want to go? What are the steps that you're taking? You know, if money wasn't an issue, what would you be doing? We ask the questions of, when it comes to money, it means what to you, and really begin to dive in their relationship with money. Then we talk about the long and short-term goals. But here's another area that I would ask you to consider. Understand that when we're jumping inside and out of the market, we can also be triggering taxes, and we can be selling at losses and buying back in when we should have been holding and being able, we're buying back in at the highest price possible. And those are things that we want to make sure we're aware of. So how do we do that? One of the things as a financial planner, when we sit down with our clients and we begin to talk about what their dreams are, their goals are, and we put together an allocation. An allocation is just a fancy way of saying we're going to put together some companies, some stocks, very small companies that are just getting up and going, that can move fast, that can bob and weave with the market and have the potential for some good growth in it. We're also going to look at mid-sized companies and large cap companies. And based on your risk tolerance, we're going to decide, should there be dividend-paying stocks in your portfolio? Or do we want a portfolio that is 100% growth? These are things that we're going to talk about with you so that we know that everything is in the right position. I know in a couple of weeks, one of the programs we're going to focus, pretty much the entire program, we're going to show our computer software, and we're going to show how the allocations for each investment that individuals have, where many times people will come in and say, Crystal, I love what I have. You know, I've got dividend paying investments, and I know they'll do good when the market's down, and they'll give me this whole thing, and then we'll put it in there, and I'll say, well, what are the taxes on it? Oh, I'm never going to have to pay taxes, which right there's a red flag. So when we do this, we're able to show what you are going to pay in taxes. How have you positioned it? Do we have companies that are paying dividends or not paying dividends? How is this going to be as far as legacy? There's a lot of questions, whether it's taxes, the registration type, a 401k or an IRA. These are all things that we begin to cover. And when you're jumping in and out of the market and being reactionary, you lose money. Just like that bar of soap, the more that you handle it, the smaller it becomes. Now, finally, when I go and I'm looking at my last tip that I would give you, because we talked about creating a plan. Know that your money is like a bar of soap, so handle it as little as possible. Be careful when you sell your stocks in a down market. Make sure whenever you're selling, you're doing it for a purpose. You know, we've got a lot of clients right now that we're making sells for. And this is a good thing that we're doing, because we're at the top of the market. And being able to say, hey, thank you so much, and take profit off the table and put it someplace else, whether it's in cash value, whether it's in annuities, whether it's in real estate, whatever the case may be, but we're able to sell at a high and reposition it so that when we go through the cycle, it's not something that they can be fearful over. They can be confident to know, hey, I'm not going to lose anything. And in fact, what I'll do is I'll begin to buy more while the market's down. The last area, so we did create a plan, know that your money's like a bar of soap, be careful selling equities or stock in a down market. And the next one is you need to trust that the process works. And I guess that's where we started today, wasn't it? Understanding that the market always follows a cycle. What makes it seem different is sometimes the length of the cycle. So let me explain what I mean. Sometimes the peak and upturn in the market could be just a couple months, and the next thing you know, there's another contraction, and then we're down in a trough or a recession or downturn for a couple years. And then we slowly climb out. Other times, like what we're experiencing right now, we can go 19 months, 20 months, who knows how long we're going with the market continually being up. When we have those good times, it's very easy to forget that we have to go through the remaining process. So the big difference is this: the steps inside the cycle of the market, they will range in how long they last. But understand, they're always there. The peak will be there, the contraction will be there, the trough will be there, and the expansion. Working with a financial advisor alongside you can help you identify as you're transitioning from one season to the next and knowing where to place your resources. So as we draw to the end of our time together today, I want to encourage you, understand the importance that you have the potential to walk through this next market downturn without panicking, still sleeping at night, and being at peace. And actually, if you do some advanced planning, what you'll be able to see is that you'll be able to save some of those gains that you hopefully you've made over the last year. You'll be able to properly put them someplace else. There should be some really quality suggestions that your financial advisor should be able to provide for you. You'll be able to put that money there, go through the downturn, hopefully be able to buy more during the downturn so that it can climb all the way back up to the peak. And then what are you going to do at the peak again? Probably be able to sell some of the profits and then be able to put that in the right type of investments. Now, I do want to say one more thing before we close. In all of this, we didn't really dive in too deep into taxes, but taxes are an issue. And that's something that you're going to want to be working with your financial team to understand what's the right move for you. I'm working with an individual right now where we're getting ready to take a large sum out of their investments. We're gonna go put it in some safe areas. But here's what we're looking at. Do we take it from the IRA or do we take it from their individual account? The individual account, as you've heard the rumors, and who knows by the time this goes actually live, maybe it will pass, but they're talking about increasing capital gains. Well, if they're increasing the capital gains, then do I take it from the individual account or do I take it from the IRA? All the different tax laws all come into play so that it's an actual plan to know which pieces I take out, which piece your financial advisor takes out, to make sure that you successfully navigate from the peak to the contraction to the trough to expansion, and that when you look at the market and you say, what in the world is up with the market? You can be at peace to know you've got a plan to get through it. Well, we are at the end of our time together. I want to encourage you to give us a call, 518-433-7181. Join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.